It's Thursday, the 3rd of, almost said January, my God. Thursday the 3rd of December. It's an overcast sky again, but it's calm, it's dry, and there's been a wee bit of a frost. Very light frost. It's very nice this morning, standing here, which is good. Well, this is actually excellent, the fact that I'm standing here, which means I'm alive. But oh my God, what a night. Oh, Lord. What a night. It's always the second half, or the last third or quarter, but last night it was at least half the night. I just, with a pain in my ear and other disruptions, and not getting back to sleep, and just not feeling comfortable at all. I don't know what was wrong last night. It was an extra ingredient. So, at about 2 minutes past seven, as I stumbled and blundered my way into the bathroom, I looked past the big mirror that I usually ignore, and I turned and looked at myself and went, oh my God. My eyes were like, it's all old expressions. Old expression, piss holes in the snow, something like that. But not the same colour, because I have blue eyes. Blue eyes. And I sung about that. I don't know if I've ever revealed that, though, I have blue eyes. Anyway, it was hard, bad night, hard rise. I feel much better now, but it's just that it's building up in me now, the tiredness, the weariness. I'm feeling so tired during the day sometimes now, I just want to lie down. Leave me alone, go away. The thing is though, the days are so short now. I'd feel guilty that I had slept for an hour or so during daylight hours when we don't have many of those. Maybe I'm just denying myself something that I should be doing. Take a break. Stifling a yawn. I got a row from my mammy for that. Dinna hold your yawns in, and dinna hold your sneezes in. She used to tell us that if you held a sneeze in, your eyes would pop out. What she didn't tell us was that you can't sneeze without your eyelids closing. It's an impossibility. That's another one of those little useless pieces of information. I tried it, but you can't. It's impossible. You can't do it. It's your body's way of stopping your eyeballs from popping. Imagine that. if you sneezed heavily and one of your eyes popped out or something, you had to push it back in. That was very close, Mr. Blackbird. He was down feeding and Mrs. came along and had a right go at him. He flew out towards me and had to sweep away like one of those Harrier jets off to the side. The exocets off the garden. I think this morning will be another coffee. This tea is not doing anything for me, apart from going cold. That's another thing about this time of year, you know, tea goes cold so quickly. And she's now flown into the wee hanging feeder that she can get inside. And it's just to draw my attention. Here, look over here. Look, I'm in here and you, ya lazy bugger, haven't put any food out for me. Yes, I will. She's getting pernickety now because she won't eat bread. I mean, we're trying to limit the bread you put out because it's not good and it's unsightly. I don't like it. So, tend to put brown bread out, which is more camouflaged, and the birds enjoy it better, and it's good for the digestive system. But she's getting pernickety now. She's actually wanting other stuff. She's actually wanting granola with fruit. Oh my. My eyes are open, but I cannot see. But I can't actually, but... Oh! So tired this morning, Lord. I'm so tired. But at least it's a nicer morning. It was a nice evening yesterday. We went a walk up to the post office. And then round the town, back down through the parks. It was actually a really nice stretch of the legs in a calm, dry, lovely winter's evening. It's nice to get out. I came back home and I remember saying to my wife as we turned into the drive, it's a lovely evening, isn't it? It was only about 5 o'clock. Tend to forget. Just because it's dark doesn't mean it's late at night. So, I'm going to get a supercharged espresso. I found out the other day there, it was in a cafe place? Was it in McDonald's? Can't remember, getting a cappuccino for my wife. This is all to do with health, of course. And while I was waiting in my queue, waiting my turn, I happened to look up and they had the calories per, you know, if you had a latte or a cappuccino or a straight black or I can't remember them all. And it gave you the calorie count for relative size cup, you know, medium or large. Some of them are quite shocking actually. I think the latte was the worst. But right down at the bottom, espresso, one calorie. Well, I suppose if you put sugar in it, you've just destroyed, you've just added calories. But if you take an espresso straight black, one calorie, quite good, you could drink that all day long and get slimmer. So I'm going to have a coffee. See, because I have my coffee with sweeteners, so no calories. Maybe I'll have two or three. Hell, maybe I'll just pour it all in your big mug and just go flying. Feed the birds. Tuppence a bag. Here you go then. You greedy bugger. There's all the fruit, I guess. About time, she says.